from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
One, two, three.
It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on The Morning Shift.
All right, so we got to talk about this. Game one yesterday, they actually played one game of the doubleheader. You had the day-night, which I have so many feelings about this being a day-night. It's rained every evening for the last week, it seems, and it's going to rain every evening for the next week. So we get a day-night doubleheader. I think it stinks. I think I would have loved to seen a back-to-back, a 12:20 and a 3:30, something like that. But nonetheless, you do have the day-night, and you decide that Chris Sale is going to pitch the night game. You only get one in. You get Winans on the hill. He was not very good. His four-seam fastball just looks like an absolute beach ball coming up there to the hitters. They get four in the first inning, and the Braves just look bad.
Yeah, Winans looks like a guy to me that could be moved at the deadline because I think his time is up here. I know he's still young, and I get it, but when you need to make moves, there's someone that maybe thinks they can get something more out of him for a player that they're not going to have on their roster next year anyways. That's the type of move that Alex Anthopoulos makes. 7 of the last 10 they've lost, and now you head to New York in what is an extremely important series randomly.
Yeah, and it really is.
It feels like a flashback to 2022 when we're trailing the Mets by like 7 or 8 games, and that series went horribly wrong for the Falcons that year, but we still ended up catching them. This is so important tonight.
It seems like if the Braves were to get swept, and I'm not saying they will, but if they were to get swept, it would change everything about the season. And Maria, I've made the point to Bo that, look, I know the Braves are probably going to be buyers at the trade deadline here coming up in just a few days, but I'm not sure they should be. Like, how many pieces are we giving up, and how many Band-Aids do you need for a team that looks pretty faulty at this point?
They have to make moves, though. I mean, there is no two ways about it. And, yeah, like you mentioned, this has all of a sudden become such an important series for the Braves. We were making fun of the Mets all the first half of the year, and then all of a sudden, they're 2 games back of the Braves, and this is a 4-game series. It could drastically shift what the NL East looks like. And the Braves, Alan Winans didn't look good, but, I mean, the guys behind him didn't look good either. It's funny. I was sitting in the interview room here in Flowery Branch, and I saw, okay, you know, they're losing 2-0. And then my producer texted me. She's like, yeah, but you don't want to see how that happened. And I was like, what do you mean? Immediately, I go look at the video, and I said, oh, it's getting worse for the Braves. Yeah, so, yeah, I think they're going to have to do something, and they're going to have to do something fast because as it looks right now, I have no confidence in this team in the postseason.
No, to my point, and like we've talked about, Bo and I have been back and forth and almost came to blows last week about this, earlier this week, I just don't want to give up anything of consequence. Like, what are we giving up? And I know that, we don't have to restart this. I just am telling you, why are we wasting our time making too many trades?
But, well, you're first off, I don't think you are, but anybody you give someone up for that has a legitimate future in this franchise, you're getting a guy that you have control of for a couple years. And the only way you're doing that, to me, it would be a starting pitcher or a reliever that you think could replace a guy like Iglesias as a closer.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only way you're giving up something. So you're getting something for something, not something for a rental. And, we talked to Grant, I think, last week, and I mentioned Charlie Blackman, and he wasn't overly big on that would happen. I think Charlie Blackman might be the best fit for this team as an outfield piece. He can still hit. His contract is coming up. Yes, he's a lifer in Colorado, but he's also an Atlanta guy. He's from this state. So I think that's the move to me. You put that guy out there in the outfield along with what you got. I think that could be a good piece, and he's still a very good hitter.
You know who Grant had mentioned the other day that I saw him mention on Twitter was Randy Arozarena.
It would be awesome. What are you giving up for him, though? That's
you're going to have to give something up for sure for Randy.
And my thing is, like, for Randy or Rosarena, what is the future for him with his franchise? It seems like your outfield spots are locked down for the foreseeable future. I mean, you're obviously missing two of them, but Jarek Kelnick has kind of fitted nicely there in left field, and you would think that he's kind of that guy that's earned the right to play left field. Obviously, Michael Harris will be back at some point. Mm-hmm. Saw videos of him doing high knees in the outfield yesterday, so Lord knows when that's going to happen. I wish that that would hurry up, but not going to. And then, obviously, Ronald Acuna will be back at some point. So I just don't – I don't want to trade the farm away, man.
Well,
I don't.
Yeah, you have him – you would, if you got him, you'd have to give up something because he's two more years under team control. So I just don't know where it would fit either, but
no.
That would be a situation where now what do you do with Ozuna's contract option?
Yeah, well, you got to pick it up. He's so cheap for the numbers that he's been giving you, and he's honestly he's been one of the only good parts of this team other than those top three starting pitchers. So that's a lot of fun to talk about. And look, trade deadline, what, 5 days away, so we'll figure out very, very soon. And they better pick it up against the Mets or it could get ugly this weekend, and you could be talking about a completely different decision come Monday. All right, when we come back here on the morning shift, we are going to talk to Maria Martin. We're going to do a little bit of timeout. We'll get to know her a little bit. And also, the Falcons news continues to flow. We'll talk about what we expect to see out on that field today as the morning shift rolls on. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firms. Morning shift, Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
The countdown to...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.